When actor Mason Adams landed the role of the managing editor on the old TV show Lou Grant, millions of people put a face to a voice. More recently, people saw Adams and heard his voice on the NBC series The West Wing. He played a retiring Supreme Court justice tangling with President Josiah Bartlett, played by Martin Sheen.
Did you even consider Mendoza?
Mendoza was on the shortlist.
Mendoza was on the shortlist, so you could show you had an Hispanic on the shortlist.
That's not true, Joseph.
You ran great guns in the campaign. It was an insurgency, boy, a sight to see. And then you drove to the middle of the road the moment after you took the oath.
Joseph.
Middle of the road. Nothing but a long line painted yellow.
Mason Adams, who died this week at age 86, had a voice that was unique. He acted on stage, but it was on radio that his voice first stood out, and then in voiceovers.
With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
Adrian Cronauer wrote a how-to book on reading broadcast commercials and voiceovers, How to Read Copy. Adrian Cronauer, how good was Mason Adams at it?
He was superb. He was an actor first and foremost. I remember when I was a little kid, back in the 40s, he was an actor on a program called Pepper Young's Family. He was Pepper Young. But in order to do commercials, you have to be a very good actor, because you're doing what an actor does. You're taking somebody else's words on paper and trying to convey them as naturally and believably as you can. Mason Adams' voice was not an announcer's voice. He didn't sound like an announcer at all, but rather, I think he sounded like, oh, your father, your grandfather, or an old army buddy. Somebody you could just sit down and chat with.
He had such an unusual voice. It's hard to say, was that a high voice? Was that a deep voice? It seemed to go all over the place.
It did. There were very bass tones to it, but he also had a wide registry in his voice, so he could get way up high as well.
He will be identified for many people forever with Smucker's Jams and Jellies.
And as the commercial used to say, with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. Well, if that's the name of your product, you as a voiceover, you've got to be very good, too, to get it across without people laughing at you.
What lesson might an aspiring voiceover artist who would read your book draw from the success of Mason Adams?
Don't try to sound like an announcer. I think most people going into voiceovers, one of the mistakes they make somewhere along the line is to try and sound like, a good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the audio radiance. No, 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 no. You have to sound natural and believable, as though these are your own words and you're just thinking them up as you're saying them, and that you have a product you really believe in. Mason Adams did that beautifully.
Adrian Cronauer, thank you very much for talking with us about Mason Adams.
Robert, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Adrian Cronauer is author of the book How to Read Copy, and yes, he is the subject of the movie Good Morning Vietnam. He was remembering Mason Adams, voiceover artist and actor, who died this week at the age of 86.